亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的教导，耶稣显明神，以约翰福音讲到耶稣怎么样把这位天上的父神彰显出来。在今天的信息里，他要讲到这样的一个题目，献上香膏感谢耶稣。玛利亚当时以极贵重真拿达香膏浇灌在耶稣的身上，代表我们今天在神面前的这样一个敬拜赞美的这样一个香膏，带出了极贵重的这样的一个香气。我们以一个感恩的心把这样的敬拜赞美献上，是讨神的喜悦，正是这样一个香膏的献上。
感谢基督他的人，当你赞美基督他的人，当你感谢基督他的人，当你赞美基督他的人，来欢呼喜乐，赞美造物的主宰，来欢呼喜乐，赞美众光之父，来欢呼喜乐，赞美我们的救主，来欢呼喜乐，和你直到永远。当你感谢基督他的人，当你赞美基督他的人，当你感谢基督他的人，当你赞美基督他的人，来欢呼喜乐，赞美造物的主宰，来欢呼喜乐，来欢呼喜乐，赞美我们的救主，来欢呼喜乐，和你直到永远。当你感谢进入大地，当你赞美进入大地园，当你感谢进入大地，当你赞美进入大地园，来欢呼喜乐，赞美造物的主宰，来欢呼喜乐，赞美众光之父，来欢呼喜乐，赞美我们的救主，来欢呼喜乐，和你直到永远。来欢呼喜乐，赞美造物的主宰，来欢呼喜乐，赞美众光之父，
在约翰福音里面，
We're looking at this book for a very special reason.
我们在看这卷书有一个很特别的原因。
Jesus was the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
A most remarkable being.
他是最了不起的。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
He was spirit forever and ever and ever.
他永永远远永永远远都是灵。
Because spirit world is so much bigger than our world.
因为灵的世界比我们的世界大得多。
Spirit is free.
灵是自由的。
We're not free.
我们不自由。
In your mind.
在你的意念里面。
In one second.
在一秒钟内。
You can jump to Taiwan.
你可以跳到台湾去。
And think about your home.
然后想你的家。
Or your friends.
或是你的朋友。
Or some business,
或是一些
or anything,
事业或是其他的东西。
And you just sit right where you are here in Lilburn.
而你只是坐在这个地方。
But for you to go there,
但是如果你要去那里的话
then you have to take your body there.
那么你必须把你的身体带过去。
And you have to pack a suitcase.
你必须要行李打包。
And spend a lot of money.
然后花很多的钱。
And take a very miserable trip.
要有一个非常不好过的旅行。
And way over to Taiwan you go.
然后就很远的，然后你才到了台湾。
Because we're tied to our bodies.
因为我们被身体绑住了。
Now you can sit here in your spirit and whoop, you can fly there.
你可以坐在这里，但是你的灵就飞过去了。
But you can't go there.
但是你不能去那里。
That's why spirit is so much freer.
这就是为什么灵自由的多。
We're not tied down to bodies.
就没有被身体给绑住。
And God is free.
神是自由的。
He can be everywhere, anywhere, anytime.
他可以任何时候就在任何的地方。
This is free.
因为他是自由的。
Just like you can be anywhere, anytime.
就像你能够任何时候就在任何地方。
You can go to Taiwan.
你可以去台湾。
You can go to Taipei.
你可以去台北。
You can go to, where's that place? Beijing.
可以去北京。
You can go to...Say up here to Canada.
你也可以到加拿大那边去。
I just sit where you are.
而你只是坐在这个地方。
But you can't really go there.
但是你没有办法真正的去。
Spirit's very free.
灵是很自由的。
And God is spirit.
神是灵。
But.
但是。
He wanted to come to our world.
他想要来到我们的世界。
And live our life.
过我们的生活。
So he could know us.
好让他能够认识我们
and more that we could know him
更让我们能够认识他
because many times we feel the spirit of God here
因为往往我们在这里感觉到神的灵
but we can't see him
我们看不见他
we can't reach out and touch him
我们没有办法伸手去摸他
we can't hear him with our ears
我们用耳朵听不到他
he's here but he's not here really
但是他在这里又不是真的在这里
oh I wish he was
我真希望他就在这里。
But he came.
但是他来。
And in order to come,
为了要来。
So that people could see him.
好让人们能够看见他。
And talk to him.
跟他讲话。
And hear him.
听见他。
And touch him.
摸着他。
And sit down and eat with him.
跟他坐在一起，一起吃。
He had to take on a body like we have.
他必须有一个像我们一样的身体。
And in reading, we read in Hebrews 10, he made me a body.
我们在希伯来书第十章。看到说他为我预备了身体
and so it was God in a body
所以就是神在一个身体里面
we call that the incarnation
我们称那为道成肉身
God in flesh
神成为肉身
and he lived here
他活在这里
he lived with us
他跟我们生活在一起
and he not only wanted to know us and us to know him
他不只要我们认识他他认识我们
But he wanted to show to us
他想要跟我们显明
who that great God creator, that wonderful big God, who he was.
那位伟大的神，那位创造主，他是谁？
And so he said, look how I live, look the things I do.
所以他说，看看我是怎么样生活的，看看我所做的事情。
He said, even if you can't understand what I say,
他说，即使你不能够明白我所说的话。
And if you can't believe what I say,
如果你不能够相信我所说的话。
Words,are not very strong, are they?
因为言语不是很强的，对不对？
It's, you know, words are like taking a free bird and putting it in a cage.
言语就好像是让一只自由在飞的鸟把它装到笼子里去了。
Because your thoughts can fly away here any place.
因为你的意念可以到处飞，飞到所有的地方。
But when you put those thoughts into words,
但是当你把那个思想化成了言语。
Put them into a cage.
就把它放到笼子里了。
And they don't say that your thoughts do. Your words can't say what you can think.
言语没有办法说出你的思想能够想的东西。
And so he said, if you can't believe my words.
所以他说，你若不能够相信我所说的话。
Believe the works I do. Look what I do.
也当信我所做的工，看看我所做的事情。
And we're studying in the Gospels.
我们在这个福音书里面在研读。
Not the words of Jesus.
不是耶稣讲的话。
We're studying the things he did.
我们在研读的是他所做的事情。
The things that happened in his life.
在他的生命中发生的事情。
And his reactions to them.
还有他对那些事情的反应。
Because he said, if you've seen me,
因为他说你若见我
you've seen my father.
就看见了我的父。
And so that's the way we know God by knowing Jesus.
所以我们借着认识耶稣就能够认识神。
And that's what he came into our world for.
这就是他来到我们世界的目的。
He went through all the things that humanity goes through.
他经历了人类经历的一切事情。
He had to sleep and eat and walk and talk.
他也必须吃饭、睡觉、讲话、走路。
He had to be born.
他必须生下来。
He had to die.
他必须死。
He had to live everything we do.
他过了我们所过的一切。
He'd be tired.
他也会累。
He'd be hungry.
他也会饿。
One day,
有一天
he was asleep in a boat.
他在船上睡着了。
And a storm came up.
暴风雨起来了。
Fill the boat with water.
把那个船上都装满了水。
They almost sank.
船几乎要沉了。
He was still asleep.
他仍然在睡。
Well, one thing that tells me.
这告诉我一件事。
He must have been really, really, really tired.
他一定是非常非常非常的累。
If you can sleep when the boat's filled with water and almost sinking.You're pretty sleepy.
如果船都已经装满了水，快要下沉的时候，你还能睡的话，你一定是非常的困了，对不对
？I'd wake up the first time the boat almost turned over.
如果是船第一次快要翻的时候，我就会醒过来
了。He just went on sleeping.
但是耶稣却继续的睡。
He gets tired just like we do.
他跟我们一样会累。
Our life.
他过了我们的生活。
And because of that.
因为这样子。
He said, "You can see me in everything I do."
他说，你能够在我所做的一切事上看见我。
Because I want you to know who my father is.
因为我要你们知道我的父是谁。
Because that's the only way we can learn.
因为这样子是我们能够学习的唯一方式。
Because words don't tell us much.
因为言语告诉我们的不多。
They have a hard time trying to tell me much.
人们要告诉我一些事情非常的困难。
You go to a doctor.
譬如你去找医生。
You have this big pain.
你这边很痛。
And you talk to your doctor.
你跟你的医生讲话。
Well, tell me what kind of a pain it is.
告诉我是哪一种痛。
Well, it's like a toothache.
啊，就像牙痛一样。
What's a toothache like? I never had one.
那牙痛像是怎么呢？我没有过。
Well, it hurts.
会痛啊。
Yes, but what kind of hurts?
是的，是哪一种痛呢
Well, you're a doctor. You tell me.
你是医生，你告诉我好了。
It's hard to describe a pain, isn't it?
要形容痛很难，对不对
？It's hard to put things into words.
把事情要用言语讲出来是很难的。
And God knows that.
神知道这一点。
So He came and lived our world. He said, "Now watch what I do."
所以他来活在我们的世界。他说：“你们看着我所做的事情。
I only do what the Father tells me to do.
因为我只做父告诉我要做的事。
So if you see what I do,
所以如果你看见我所做的事
you'll begin to have more understanding of who God is.
你就会越来越了解神是谁。
And so we looked several things that Jesus did.
所以我们已经看了好几样耶稣所做的事情。
We already looked how he turned the water into wine.
我们已经看过他怎么样把水变酒。
And healed a blind man.
怎么样医好瞎眼的人。
And how he fed a multitude of people.
他怎么样喂饱了群众。
And the different things he did.
还有他所做的不同的事情。
And we looked how each one told us something about God.
我们都看到每一样都告诉我们一些有关神的事。
And tonight we have another one.
今天晚上我们有另外一个。
Last Sunday night we looked how Jesus brought Lazarus out of the tomb.
上个礼拜天晚上我们看了耶稣怎么样把拉撒路从坟墓里出来了。
People have asked me, "Well, where was Lazarus?"
人们问说拉撒路在哪里呢
？I don't know.
我不晓得。
I'd like to know.
我很愿意知道。
But one thing I do know.
但是我确实知道一件事。
He wasn't in paradise yet.
他还没有在乐园里。
That I'm sure.
这个我确定。
He was dead.
他死了。
His body was dead.
他的身体死了。
But he hadn't gone into paradise yet.
但是他还没有去到乐园里。
Because once they're in there.
因为一旦他们在那里了。
They're not gonna come out.
他们就不会出来了。
He hadn't crossed the river yet.
他还没有过河。
So he could hear when Jesus spoke.
所以当耶稣讲话的时候，他听得见。
And so now we come to another one in chapter 12.
现在我们来看第十二章的另外一件事情。
And you can read chapter 12, verse 1-8.
我们看十二章第一节到第八节。月节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要买耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，赈济穷人呢？”他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。”
Ointment，
香膏。
Very strong, very pungent.
香膏是非常强烈的，非常刺鼻的。
Very penetrating.
是非常能够渗透的。
And very important.
非常重要。
And very costly.
而且非常的贵。
We still use perfume today, don't we?
今天我们还是有用香水。
But it's not as important today as it was in those days.
但是香水在今天不像在以前那么重要。
We just put on perfume just to have a nice smell around.
我们撒一点香水，只是觉得说啊，周围可以有一种比较好的味道。
And to give people's noses a treat.
就是让人们的鼻子比较舒服一点。
Ice cream for your nose.
就是给你的鼻子吃冰淇淋。
And we like to get the nicest ones we can find.
我们喜欢去拿到我们觉得最好的那一种。
But it's not necessary.
但这不是必须的东西。
Well, some people think almost necessary.
有的认为几乎是必须的。
But in those days,
但是在那个时代
they didn't have showers.
他们没有洗澡淋浴。
And they didn't have bathtubs.
他们也没有浴缸。
And bathing was kind of scarce.
洗澡是很少有的事。
Because water was scarce.
因为水非常的少。
Because Israel is not a is not water every place.
以色列并不是到处都有水的。
So it was kind of necessary.
所以那个香膏几乎是必要的东西。
And when a guest came,
当客人来了
they did two things for sure.
他们
or three.
一定会做三件事情。
They give them a hug and kiss of greeting.
首先就会跟他们问候，就会拥抱他们，
well, we probably
跟他们亲吻。这个我们或许也会做的。
Then,
然后
they had a special servant.
他们有一个特别的佣人。
That brought a basin of water.
就拿一盆水来。
And washed a person's feet right at the entrance.
就在进门的地方洗客人的脚。
Because they didn't have paved roads.
因为他们那个时候路上不是铺好的。
And concrete sidewalks.
也没有水泥的行人道。
And they wore sandals.
他们穿的是草鞋。
And their feet would get dirty.
他脚会弄脏的。
So it was an act of courtesy.
所以这样做是一个很礼貌的行动
And it was custom,
也是他们的习俗
Every visitor,
每一个来访的人
they brought and washed his feet,
都必须先帮他们洗好脚
for two reasons,
有两个原因
so he'd be comfortable,
第一个原因是让他很舒服
and so he didn't bring the dirt in the house,
然后也不会把那个灰尘带到家里面来
A little bit like in China they take off their shoes before they enter,
就有点像在中国他们要进门的时候脱鞋子
because it would bring dirt in the house,
因为我们会把灰尘带到家里来。
Well, more and more as people pave their roads and pave their sidewalks.
人们越来越把路都铺好了，行人道也铺好。
And put nice lawns in.
然后放了一些很好的草坪。
People didn't pick up much dirt on their feet.
脚上不会沾了多少的尘土。
So, in some nations, that custom is little by little disappearing.
所以在有一些国家里面，这样的习惯就渐渐的消失了。
And so they'd wash their feet.
所以他们就会先洗人的脚。
Give them a kiss.
给他们一个亲吻。
And one thing more.
还有一件事。
They put a sweet-smelling ointment on them.
他们会把一个闻起来很香的膏油抹在他们的上面。
So they come in and not feel it. They weren't smelling very good.
好让他们进来的时候不会觉得自己不好闻。
And not pollute the atmosphere.
不会污染了那个气氛。
And not give an insult to people's noses.
不会侮辱人们的鼻子。
And so.This was a custom.
所以这是一个习俗。
Like you have your customs.
就像你们有你们的习俗一样。
And when Jesus came,
当耶稣来了
he was there.
他在那里。
And they made him a supper.
他们在一起吃晚饭。
And then Mary did a very strange thing.
玛利亚做了一件很奇怪的事情。
This was not part of their custom.
这不是他们习俗的一部分。
She took a pound.
她拿了一斤。
That's a pretty good sized bottle.
一斤这个盆这个瓶子相当的大。
A pound is about a pint.
差不多就相当于一品托。
It's a lot.
很多。
Very costly ointment.
是非常贵的香膏。
And she poured it on him.
她就倒在耶稣的身上。
Now, just why she did it?
她为什么这样做?
I think first of all,
我想首先
Lazarus had just been raised from the dead.
拉撒路刚刚才从死里复活。
This was Lazarus' sister.
这是拉撒路的姐姐。
She wanted to somehow say, "Thank you, Jesus."
她想要用一点方法来表达说，耶稣，我谢谢你。
Now this ointment.
这个香膏
was very expensive.
非常的贵。
We read that it cost the wages of a man for one whole year.
我们读到说这个香膏是需要一个人一年的薪水。
So figure out what a man wears, makes in one whole year, that's how much that bottle costs.
如果你算算一个人一年能够赚多少钱，就是那瓶香膏的价值。
And she just gave it all to him.
而玛利亚就把它全部都给了耶稣。
In those days, it was very important to have costly ointment.
在那个时代有昂贵的香膏是很重要的
It was one way of investing money
这是用钱投资的方式之一
Like people buy diamonds for investment
就像有的人买钻石为了投资一样
Because it didn't lose its value
好让它不会失去了价值
And it very often gained in value
往往他们还会升值
So people would buy this ointment
人们会买这个香膏
Put it in special jars or boxes
把它放在特别的瓶子或是盒子里面
And had some more money, they'd buy some more
如果还有一点钱了就再买一些
Put it in the same box
把它放在同样的盒子里
Maybe a week or month later, they'd buy some more
或许过了一个礼拜一个月之后又再多买一点
Put it in the box
放在盒子里面
Like saving money
这样子就是存钱
And she had now a whole pint of it
现在她有一品托的香膏
It was worth the wages of a whole year
那个价值是一整年的薪水
Some people, just ordinary workers get $15,000 or $20,000 a year
一些普通的工人一年的薪水可能是10,000-20,000
That's what it was worth to them in their day
这就是那个时候他们所有的价值
So it was her way of saying Thank you, Jesus
这就是玛利亚在说耶稣谢谢你的方式
I want to give you something that's the most precious thing I have
我想要给你一些东西是我所最宝贵的
And it was in an alabaster box
而且是在一个真拿达的瓶子里面
And she didn't even try to save the box, she just broke it
那是一个玉瓶她甚至没有想要留住那瓶子就把那瓶子给弄碎了
We find this in three places
我们发现这个在三个地方
It doesn't tell us he broke the box in this particular but it does in two more in Mark and Matthew
在这个经文里面没有告诉我们说他把瓶子给打碎了但是在马太福音跟马可福音里面有这样告诉我们
poured it on him.
他就把它倒在耶稣的身上
as an offering,
作为一个祭物
as an expression of gratitude,
就是表达他的感激
and to say thank you to him personally
就是亲自的跟他说谢谢
That's why she did it
这就是为什么他这样做了
But an offering, an ointment, it's strange.
但是香膏是很奇怪的东西。
If she gave it to Jesus,
如果她给了耶稣
it's not like a chocolate bar.
这不像说一块巧克力糖。
You can eat that.
你可以吃。
It's not like some special tea, you can drink that.
那也不是像特别的茶你可以喝的。
But ointment, if you use that,
香膏如果你用了
perfume, everybody can use.
每个人都能够用。
Isn't it?
对不对
You can't keep that to yourself.
你没有办法自己保留住的
You can't lock that up.
你没有办法把那个锁在里面
The whole house is going to be full.
整个家里面都会满了那个味道
And Bible has types of things to teach us things.
圣经上有一些预表来教导我们一些事情
Like a good teacher will take things to try to show her pupils.
就像老师他会用一些例子来教他的学生
She'll take three apples
他会拿三个苹果
And take one away
把一个拿走
Now how many do I have left?
现在剩下几个
We have two
剩两个
But if she said to her pupils What does three take away one?
但是
I don't know
如果他跟他的学生说三个拿走了一个是多少
But they see the apples
不知道但他们看到了苹果
Oh yes, I know
啊、哦，我知道了
We use helps, don't we, to teach
我们用一些办法来帮助我们教
And these are helps
这些就是帮助我们的
First of all
首先
The ointment that cannot stay still It has to get bigger and goes upward
香膏没有办法停在那里不动它一定会越来变得越大而且是往上升了
And because it was an expression of gratitude
因为这是它感激的一种表达
It's a type or a symbol of praise and worship
这就象征了赞美还有敬拜
Something is a type of love in our heart that wants to express itself.
这就象征了我们心中的爱想要表达出来
Not just stay locked up in a box.
不是把它锁在那个盒子里面的
But wants to express itself.
而是想要表达出来
And did express itself.
而且它确实也表达了
So that everybody could enjoy it.
好让每一个人都能够享受
It's a type of praise and worship.
这就象征了 赞美跟敬拜。
It is gratitude, it is thanksgiving expressing itself.
这是感激还有感谢表达出来了。
And when it expresses itself, everybody can enjoy it.
当它表达出来的时候，每个人都能够享受。
In the service this morning,
在我们今天早上的聚会里面
as more and more people express themselves,The whole building was filled with a beautiful sweet ointment, wasn't it?
当越来越多人表达自己的时候，那个地方就充满了甜蜜的香膏。你有没有注意到？
That's what it symbolizes.
这就是它象征的意思。
Now, Judas.
很奇怪，这个犹大。
It made him angry.
犹大生气了。
Some people don't like some smells.
有的人不喜欢一些味道。
He was angry.
他生气了。
He said, "Why was this wasted like that?"
他说为什么要这么浪费呢
？Why that could have been put to good use.
这个东西可以好好利用的。
Or you could have sold it and help people.
你可以卖掉去帮助穷人呢
？You could help poor people with it.
帮助那些穷人。
Why is this wasted?
为什么要这么浪费呢
？You know, a lot of people think.
你知道有很多人都以为
that to worship and praise God in a service is a waste of time.
认为说在聚会里面敬拜赞美神是在浪费时间。
We need more formal teaching.
我们需要正式的教导。
We need a regular sermon.
我们需要有正规的讲道。
And not more than 20 minutes.
不可以超过20分钟。
And so we go sing a song and go home.
好，然后让我们唱一首歌就可以回家了。
Over in England, they call that type of service. They call it, a hymn prayer sandwich.
在那样子的这样子聚会，在英国他们称为就是诗歌还有祷告的三明治。
You have a hymn, start with a hymn.
开始先唱一首诗歌。
Put a little sermon in between.
在当中放一些短讲。
Put an ending prayer on it.
然后最后再加上一个结束祷告。
And go home.
回家了。
You've had your sandwich.
你就有了你的三明治。
But you see.Otherwise, people, they get nervous if you sit there and praise the Lord and worship the Lord.
不然有的人坐在那里要赞美主、敬拜主的时候，他们就会觉得不安，他觉得浪费时间，很多人不喜欢。
Give me my sandwich, let me go home.
给我三明治好了，我就可以回家了。
But they never get this beautiful odor.
但是他们从来就没有得到这个美丽的香气。
They never have this sweet dessert for their nose.
他们的鼻子原来就从来就没有办法吃这个很甜蜜的甜点。
They're practical.
他们非常的实际。
Well, if you want to say thank you, get it over quick. Say thank you.
如果你要说谢谢，赶快讲谢谢就好了。
That's the end of it.
这样子就此结束了。
Now we can go home.
现在我们可以回家了。
Some people are like that.
有的人就是像那样子。
And they were upset with it.
他们很不高兴。
Oh, I've had people come into our service and we were praising the Lord, and they don't like it.
有的人进到我们的聚会，看到我们在赞美主，他们不喜欢。
I've had people tell me.
有的人告诉我。
They get upset with it.
他们会生气。
Waste of time.
浪费时间。
That's not spiritual.
这个不属灵。
That's just in the flesh.
这只是在肉体里面。
Well, maybe it is.
或许是。
But it's mighty sweet flesh.
但是这个是很甜的肉体。
It has a nice odor.
有好的味道。
But he was very upset about it.
但是犹大很不高兴。
And he was talking to others, and so other disciples got upset too.
他就跟别人说，所以别的门徒也不高兴了。
And Jesus said something.
耶稣说了一句话。
He said, "Let her alone."
他说，由他吧。
Let her alone.
由他吧。
She's made an offering of thanksgiving to me.
他是在跟我献上感谢赞美的祭。
In one place, it said she made it just before I was going to the cross to get buried and put in the grave.Those were grave odors also.
事实上有个地方讲那是在为我上十字架埋葬预备的因为香膏也是要用在坟墓里面的